Yeah, right before you turn on the Gleason, there's that one stop that's shared with the 87, but it looked like they were, that one guy with the bike, because he was throwing all this homeless stuff, it looked like, you know, it looked like in the air and all around, and the other guy was in a wheelchair. But when I went by, because it didn't look like they wanted the bus, when I went by, the one guy looked up, and I thought, and he looked at me, but he didn't say anything, but I still don't want to leave anybody behind if that's the last one.
Well, I mean, were they at the bus stop?
Yeah, but it looked like they were fighting. So I don't know. It's a tough call. I just don't want to be the last guy, and then they're stuck there. But it looked like the one guy that was fighting with him, and he was throwing all this stuff all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, if the only indicator that he gave is that he looked up at you, and he didn't, like, wave you down or anything like that, did he?
No, but, you know, because I forgot all about that stop. But I did look over, and he just looked up. He didn't wave or anything, like, you know, like, hey, what the heck? You know, nothing like that. He just looked up, and so maybe it was an 87. I don't know. I just didn't want to leave him behind.
All right, copy that. Well, I'll give the next 87 a call and see if they see him there. See if I find out in the next few minutes. Looks like you're almost done.